prison, where civilians, especially children, are denied basic needs, clean water, medical care, and dignity. Today, we witness Israel bombing tents, which have already displaced, sexual assaults on Palestinian prisoners in Sdeit Iman prison, and the use of attack dogs against civilians. These are not isolated incidents. They reflect a systematic campaign to destroy a people. This is not just a humanitarian crisis. This is ethnic cleansing. Dehumanization is not a consequence of war. It is a deliberate policy of collective punishment. Palestinians in Gaza are not statistics. They are mothers, fathers, children, and elders enduring unimaginable suffering, yet this body remains silent. Silence is complicity. When you choose inaction in the face of genocide, you become accomplices to war crimes. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the European Center for Law and Justice via video.
President, although it's been a well-known and documented fact that the United Nations Relief and Works Agency has aided and abetted Hamas in its terrorist activities for decades, from storing rockets and promoting anti-Semitism to now actually attacking, kidnapping, and holding innocent Israelis hostage, the UN has finally at least acknowledged this illegal alliance. Statement by the UNRWA Commissioner General.